I want to talk to you guys a little bit about who I am, my journey, and then segue into these meditations. We might even go into three meditations, maybe a short one. My name is Dan Globus. I am the director and lead mindfulness meditation instructor of Meditation House. Meditation House has been providing mindfulness meditation sessions and programs to companies for over a decade. And I've been leading individuals and groups in sessions for about 17 years now. I did my very first meditation now almost 60 years ago. Yeah, I was a little boy. I did my very first meditation. And I stopped doing meditation for a long time, long period within my life. And I'd come back to it, and then I'd stop doing it. It was ongoing like this for a long, long time. Then I took a long break, got into trouble. Stress and anxiety were getting the very best of me. And I decided, well, I needed to return to meditation. I was very fortunate in that I was living on Staten Island, and there actually happened to be a place to go meditate on Staten Island. I say actually happened to be, like you guys would know it for it. But if anyone knows Staten Island, you'd say, yeah, that's Staten Island's not a big meditation place. But there was a museum there called the Jacques Marché Museum of Tibetan Art. And they were doing meditations every Saturday that was led by, of all people, a Tibetan Buddhist monk. So once I heard that there was going to be a Tibetan Buddhist monk, I said, that's the ticket. I got to go check that out. So I went for my first Saturday, and I sat with this Buddhist monk. I didn't really know what he was going to do. I knew how I meditated, and I was taught primarily meditation through yoga and yogic styles, maybe Hindu styles. And I didn't know anything about Tibetan Buddhism, really, or Tibetan Buddhist meditation. But I sat through my first meditation, and I said, yeah, that was pretty interesting. And I said it was interesting enough that I was going to come back. And I came back. The way that this particular instructor taught was that we meditated for about 20 minutes. Then we talked. Usually you read from a book, but we got a chance to ask questions. And it's so very important. And this is a great environment that Wounded Warrior has created that allows us that you guys can ask questions that I will be sticking around at the end. You could ask any questions relating to meditation, maybe even some challenges that you're facing, and say, you know, hey, you know, can meditation help me with this? So during the very first time that, the second session, I got a chance to ask some questions about, so what is meditation? I mean, I'm experiencing the following. And I said, am I meditating? And monk was like, oh, absolutely. And for me, the very first meditation, well, that second meditation, my eyes were closed. The monk was guiding us in the meditation. And at some point, I saw this bright white light, about the size of, I would say, a nickel. It just appeared, maybe about 1 o'clock. And I saw it. I just locked in on it. Held my attention there and stayed with it for as long as I could. My mind thoughts would drift in and kind of take me away, and then I would breathe and try and get back to it. And I found out that was one of the things that does happen. It is a very common occurrence that we do see light, some form of light. It doesn't have to be a circular white light. It can be like a mist, or it can be multiple colors. It can be white, it can be purple, it can be different colors. But it's very common to see these lights. It's very common to see other things, people's faces, bodies, objects. But when you see these things, you can lock in on it and hold your full attention there. And as you perfect your practice, you learn to hold your attention there for longer and longer. And that's what I did. That's how I started out. And I sat for 2 weeks straight doing the exact same meditation. I only did it for 5 minutes each day, but 5 minutes turned into probably about 7, 8, 9, 10, maybe getting up to 12 minutes within 2 weeks' time. And it was a beautiful process. For anyone who is new to meditation, anyone who doesn't do it on a regular basis, we find ourselves struggling in the beginning just to go sit. So I'd like to give you some advice. If you find that this is helpful to you, whether it's this session or any other session that you sat at, the thing to do is be curious about the process. Be curious about the practice. Why not say, hey, really, what can this do for me? You know, can this really help me? Give it a try. Give yourself a 2-week trial. Just sit for 2 weeks, 5 minutes every day at the same time. Pick a time of day that's conducive for it. Find a place that is comfortable for you to sit in, that's quiet, that's clean, and just sit and do it and see where it takes you. It's been an incredible journey for me, and I just want to share some of the my life story with you very briefly, and then we'll go into the first meditation. So I came back to meditation, as I said, during a time when I was going through a tremendous amount of stress, tremendous amount of anxiety, having panic attacks, full-blown panic attacks. What I did not fully understand at that point was that there was seeds planted within my life, within my mind, within my heart, my soul, very early in my life that had ripened, had, well, seeds don't ripen, they grow. It started germinating, it was growing, and there was emotional pain that was sitting within me that was never properly dealt with. I went to see a bunch of psychiatrists over the years, a bunch of counselors, and they were able to help me to understand where my difficulties were, but they never said straightforward, okay, so here's what you need to do. You talk about it, you know, for anyone who's been to a therapist, and I think most of us have been at one point, we talk about it and, you know, we keep talking about it, but there never seems to be a resolution. It is through meditation that as I was starting to learn to calm my mind and actually listen and see within to my mind, I started to understand what I connected the dots. I understood what the counselors were trying to tell me about the source of my difficulties. And my source was very simple. It was through my upbringing. It was my parents, my brother, you know. And before you say, oh, he's on the pity party now, it's like, no, it's not that. It's just the reality. It's like some of us have difficult upbringings. And if you move beyond it, good for you. But I couldn't. I held on to these things for so long that it festered in me. And ultimately, it became pain that I wasn't able to understand was this pain within me, which manifested outwardly as anger. Oh, yes. For any of you that have anger, emotional pain, meditation is built for us. It is the ticket, it is the thing that helps us to move beyond these things. So I understood what the source was, and I just had to find a way to use meditation, because meditation was starting to calm my mind. I started seeing things clearly. And then I learned about this wonderful forgiveness meditation. And I was told that that part of the issue was, is like I was holding this anger towards my parents, towards my brother, for what they had done or not done for me. I was holding on to this anger towards myself. I was directing this anger at other people. So I had to learn to let go of this. And there's three, we're going to be doing this tonight. There's three branches of the forgiveness meditation. And the first one is to learn to give forgiveness, to ask for forgiveness to others, from others. Second branch is to forgive ourselves. And the third is to give forgiveness to those that have harmed us. Probably the most difficult part of the forgiveness meditation. It's such an incredibly powerful meditation that what I found was I sat down and did it every single day for about 4 months straight. And then at the end of 4 months, well, it wasn't 4 months exactly, but I was sitting in a meditation one day and all of a sudden I just felt like, wow, this weight was lifted off of my shoulders. This weight was lifted from my heart. I felt free of these difficulties, this painful feeling that had been inside of me, this anger that I was carrying around for so long. And it wasn't one of those things like, you know, for anyone who's old enough to know Monty Python, it's like the cartoons with like, you know, you see the light coming through the clouds. It's like, you know, the light of God or something. And all of a sudden it's like, boom, you're healed. It's not like that. It was just a realization that all the hard work that I put in through my meditations helped me to make peace with these difficulties, to be free of this. This is the power of meditation. And you don't have to be here tonight with any obstacles, any difficulties seeking to resolve this. You could be the happiest person on the face of this earth that just loves meditation. And that's wonderful because you're the person that will sit through any meditation and find that it's helpful to you. They'll take something away. But for most of us mere mortals who aren't perfect, we come to meditation because we are facing some challenges. We're stressed, we're anxious, we may have physical difficulties, we may have pain, we may have illness. We have some challenges that we're trying to overcome. Meditation has this ability to help us to work through these things, to find resolution. And with that being said, let's go into the first meditation. Meditation is a transformational practice. And what that means is that if there's something within your life that you wish to change, you can use meditation to change that thing. The way you do this is the very first thing is, and you could do this with your eyes open or closed, it's up to you. You bring your focus, your thoughts, to something within your life that you wish to bring focus to, that you wish to change. This can be something about yourself, something internally. Can be some of the most common things that people face is they want to learn to relax, to be free of stress, be free of anxiety. A lot of people carry around emotional pain. There's a lot of the wounded warriors here that carry around sadness from the loss of a loved one. And they've carried around for a very long time. Depression, anger, not finding happiness, physical pain, all of these things. Whatever you're here for now, please bring it to mind. And if you can, try to create a very simple statement regarding what you seek. And if it's helpful to you, you can start out that statement, that sentence with, I wish to be, or I wish to remove, or may I be, can I be? When I first started meditating in this style, my, as it's called, intention was, I wish to be calm. It's a beautiful, simple intention. I wish to be calm. You say it once within your mind, or you can say it out loud if you feel comfortable enough. You could say it 2 times, 3 times if you wish. Maybe even take a nice deep in breath as you say this within your mind. Breathe out. Please notice your body in this moment and notice how it feels. Adjust your body physically in any way that brings comfort to you. When we meditate, ideally we wish to sit or lay down if we need to. And start to notice from the lowest point in your body all the way to the crown of your head, any parts of the body that need attention. This is called a body scan, where we can go through each and every part of the body. Notice if the body's holding on to anything that's not positive. If there's any tension, any tightness, any stress, sharpness or dullness, any pain, and go to that part of the body. And first, try to physically move to bring comfort. This is, for me, one of the most beautiful parts of the meditation. It is us, you and I, being our own doctors. By being our own doctors, no one knows our bodies better than us. Unfortunately, over time, we stop listening to it. Listen to your body. Listen to the signals. Feel the signals that it's sending to you. Go to those different parts of the body where there's distress, discomfort, and bring comfort to it. If you have pain internally due to some trauma, arthritis, getting older, circulatory problems, whatever it is, go to that part of the body. See that part of the body, that pain, that discomfort, as having a form. I've always tried to use the form of a mist or a smoke. And then imagine that you could help yourself by removing that discomfort, that smoke, that mist. With a deep in-breath, you pull it away from your body. And then free yourself of this. When the breath has completely left you, stay there just for a moment or two. And then do it again. Take a deep in-breath. And maybe this time when you breathe out, say quietly within your mind, letting go, letting go, letting go, letting go. And then do it again if you wish. Do it for each and every part of the body where there's discomfort. For those of you that have trauma, that have illness, that have pain, by doing this, what we've just done, for 5, 10, 15 minutes, you can reduce whatever discomfort is there, whatever pain is there. Maybe not get rid of it, but you can reduce the feeling. And when you do this on a regular basis, you'll start to notice that the pain that's always there, it's not quite there, quite as often there. And when you notice it, you sit, turn to the breath, and help yourself. Notice your breath in this moment. Just follow your breath as you gently breathe in and gently breathe out. When you breathe in meditation, it's the same breath that we do thousands of times a day. But the difference is, you notice it, you follow it. Notice with each out-breath how you bring calm and stillness to your body. Notice how little by little you start to let go of all those thoughts, the need to fixate on a particular thought, an experience, trauma, challenge, difficulty, pain. Experience that beautiful sensation of the out-breath, of letting go. That sense of letting go. And if you find yourself fully engaged in your thoughts and just unable to be fully present and able to focus on your breath, taking a deeper in-breath, breathe in until you cannot breathe in anymore. And then a big out-breath. And stay with it. The longer you stay with it, the more you'll find that you can let go. You can calm those thoughts, calm any difficulties within your body. It takes work, but you'll notice little periods, short periods, where the mind starts to truly turn inwards, to relax. You don't have to fight with it. We work so hard to keep our minds hyperactive, keep our minds busy, but that's not our natural state. Just notice as you let go, as you breathe in and breathe out, the mind starts to relax, to let go, to do exactly what it's supposed to do. You don't have to fight with this, just let it happen. Some of us have been holding on to something for a long time. A thought, an experience, trauma. We've held on to it within our minds. We've held on to it within our bodies. We've tried to let go, to free ourselves of these feelings. Maybe it's worked a little bit, but it's still there. Look within your mind. Try to see yourself if you can, bringing forth an image of yourself, or bring forth a thought of something that you wish to address. If we can see ourselves, we can truly get in touch with whatever is challenging us. Imagining ourselves in front of us, like a reflection, looking upon ourselves with great kindness, compassion, and empathy. Know in this moment you deserve kindness, compassion, and empathy. Tell yourself, remind yourself in this moment, I deserve kindness. I deserve compassion. I deserve empathy. Try to imagine looking upon yourself like a concerned parent looking upon their child, like a pet owner looking upon their beloved pet, like any person looking upon someone else with great loving kindness. Is there something within your life that you wish to change? What is it? Bring that intention to mind, whatever that intention is that you set. see it somehow manifest in yourself. Allow your heart to open up to yourself, to show yourself the kindness and compassion that you need, that you've sought but may not have been given, especially when you needed it. This is not a sign of weakness. This is a sign of great strength to look upon ourselves with kindness and compassion and empathy. Tell yourself in this moment what you seek. I wish to be free of something. I wish to have something. May I be calm. May I be relaxed. May I be free of pain. May I let go of something that has happened to me. May I be free of anger. May I be free of sadness. May I be free of grief and loss. Breathe gently. As you hear these words, as you think about these things, breathe right into your heart. Let your breath bring loving kindness to yourself in this moment. With each in-breath, bring to yourself all that you need to help yourself. Bring to yourself courage. Bring to yourself strength with that in-breath. Bring courage and strength to change, to let go of whatever it is that has been with you for so long. Breathe in a desire to be the person that you wish to be. Return to that image of yourself and imagine yourself as you wish to be. Maybe you can see a beautiful smile on your face. The body's posture has changed, almost like a weight has been lifted. Imagine being this person that you want to be. Feel all the goodness, the positivity that comes with this. With each out-breath, let go of anything holding you back from being that person. Let go of any pain within your mind, pain from your body. Let go of the past. Let go of the need to relive it. We are here in this present moment see a future you. It's happy. It's healthy. It is loved. Sometimes we can imagine embracing that version of ourselves, giving ourselves that loving kindness that we so deserve. If it is helpful to you, maybe imagine someone that loves you dearly holding you now. So happy to see you, this new version of yourself. How would it feel to be this new you? Can you imagine it in this moment? Now try to imagine that new you, how you affect others. Imagine all the things that you can do for those within your life, those you love the most, those you work with. Imagine family members, spouses, best friends, children. Try to imagine this new you in the presence of those. They're so happy to see this new you. This beautiful, smiling, happy, healthy new you. Try to imagine in this moment you bringing this new version of yourself, this positivity, this kind, sharing, compassionate you, interacting with all the people within your life. I can imagine those closest to you just seeing this new, beautiful version of yourself, and they're so happy for you. Breathe in these images. Let them rest within your mind. Let them rest within your heart. Each day, allow these images, these thoughts to come to you so that you can take one step each day towards being that new you. Wake up each morning with great joy, knowing that you are transforming. And within no time, everyone around you will see this new version. This person who has shed their old body, their old mind. When they see you, their faces will light up with joy. with happiness. Children will hug you. Spouses will show you more love than ever. Your beloved pets will see it, feel it. Stay with these images and gently breathe in, gently breathe out. And stay with this positivity, these images of things to come. Should any doubt arise within your mind, any negativity, just let go of it with your out-breath. Transformation takes a lot of work, a lot of hard work, but the end result justifies all the hard work. There is a new you waiting. It's simply a matter of time when you will fully transform and become this new version, this 2.0 version. A better version of yourself than ever. Each day, we will be confronted with obstacles, face challenges. And that's okay. It's part of the journey. You will learn to look at these as learning moments, as opportunities. You'll embrace them. You will overcome them. Feel your breath gently in the area of the chest, as if you're breathing in and out of the heart. Let yourself feel all the barriers that you have erected, the emotions you've carried because you have not forgiven. Not forgiven yourself. Not forgiven others. Allow yourself to feel the pain of keeping your heart closed. And breathe gently and kindly and follow along through the three steps of the practice of forgiveness. To let forgiveness deepen and release that which is closed in the heart. The first step in the practice of forgiveness is forgiveness from others. There are many ways that I have hurt and harmed others, maybe even betrayed them, abandoned them, caused them suffering or pain, knowingly or unknowingly. Remember these now, and let yourself remember the ways that you've caused harm to others. One or two particular incidents, or a number of them, and feel the pain that you still carry. We have all hurt or harmed others, and we carry this pain with us. As you visualize and remember the ways that you have hurt others, feel your own sorrow and regret. Connect with the feeling that finally you can release this burden and ask forgiveness. Take your time with this practice as much as you need to picture each memory that still burdens your heart. And as you remember each circumstance or person, remember your own pain and confusion and fear at the time. Now reflect in your heart by saying these words quietly to yourself. In the ways that I have caused pain or sorrow to you, knowingly or unknowingly, out of my own fear and confusion, out of my anger and hurt and suffering, in this moment, I ask your forgiveness. Forgive me. Forgive me. And as you ask, let yourself feel that you can be forgiven. Let yourself receive the forgiveness that will allow you to let go, to make amends, to move on with a heart free of this burden. May I be forgiven. May I be forgiven. May I be forgiven. The second step in the practice of forgiveness is forgiveness for ourselves. Just as we may have caused suffering to others, there are so many ways that we have hurt and harmed ourselves. At the same time that we hurt others, we hurt ourselves. We may have abandoned and betrayed ourselves. Let yourself remember the many ways that you have caused pain and suffering as you have to others now to yourself, betrayed yourself, harmed yourself, knowingly and unknowingly, in thought or word or deed, so many times. Feel the cost of this self-betrayal. Feel the sorrows, the pain, the shame, all that's carried in the body, the heart, and the mind. Breathe gently and let go of any pain that you're carrying in this moment. Feel your own precious body, knowing the ways that you have hurt and harmed yourself as you have others. You're ready to release yourself from these burdens. Feel the way that you still carry them and judge yourself. Sense now that you're ready to release this pain and burden. Extend forgiveness for each act of harm, one by one, as you remember in this simple way. Please say quietly to yourself, "For the ways that I have hurt myself through action or inaction, betrayed or abandoned myself, caused myself pain, out of fear, out of confusion, out of hurt, anger and ignorance, I now extend a genuine forgiveness to myself. I hold myself with mercy and tenderness. I forgive myself. I forgive myself. I forgive myself." If it is helpful, you can place your hand on your heart to literally hold yourself with forgiveness. Let the healing balm of forgiveness touch every part and every cell of your body. Rest in the great heart of forgiveness and breathe gently. And continue this practice as often as long as you need. The third step in the practice of forgiveness is forgiveness for those who have hurt or harmed you. In this practice, it is very important not to be hurried, nor to expect that you can forgive or should forgive right away. Sometimes it may take a long time, and sometimes the practice of forgiveness brings up its opposite. And you will feel all the grief and rage and tears and sorrow and shame. Hold all of this with tenderness, forgiveness, and mercy. And let this practice be a purification, a process that little by little cleanses the heart. So that when you are ready, bit by bit, you can release the past and forgive even those who have harmed you, so that you can move on freely with your own life. Say quietly to yourself, "There are many ways that I have been hurt or harmed by others, abused, abandoned, betrayed. We have all been betrayed at times. we have been hurt knowingly and unknowingly, remember these now. Let yourself feel the pains and sorrows that you still carry. Feel the sorrows from the past that are held in your body and in your being. And now sense the burden of this pain. And know that you can release it by gradually extending your forgiveness as your heart is ready. Now say these words quietly to yourself. I remember the many ways in which you have hurt or wounded or harmed me, abandoned or betrayed me. Out of your fear and pain, out of your heart and anger and confusion. I've carried this pain in my heart long enough, and to the extent that I am ready, I now offer you forgiveness. To you who has caused me harm, I release you. I forgive you. I forgive you. As best as I can, I will not put anyone out of my heart. I will release the past and start anew. To the extent that I am ready, I offer you my forgiveness. While I cannot condone what you did, I will do everything in my power to make sure that no one else is harmed again. Now, in this moment, I release you. I offer you forgiveness. I release you so that I can move on. Breathe gently in the area of the heart and continue with this third practice of forgiveness as often or as long as it is helpful to you, again and again, in a gentle and courageous way. Liberate your heart as you liberate others. Going to take a nice deep cleansing breath now. Please take in a nice deep in breath. Nice big out breath. Now bring your attention down to your feet, down to your toes. And gently wiggle your toes. Gently wiggle your fingers. Bring your attention to all of your senses. Sense of touch. Sense of taste. Sense of smell. Sense of hearing. And finally, sense of sight. And if you've closed your eyes, very slowly open your eyes and be fully present.